Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Tony James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Happy holidays to everyone. Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen in Las Vegas, along with my co-host Mike Reynolds in D.C., Baltimore, Maryland area. Mike, how are you?
I'm doing great today, sir. How's everything going for you out there in Vegas?
Everything is good. Everything is good. Let me welcome to the chat room Cheryl B., Hellcast Radio, Joe in Germany. Welcome all to the show and happy holidays to you all. Our guest today is Christine W. She is an international pop dance music icon, and she has produced her first jazz project called Straight Up with a Twist. The 30-track double CD set features reworked versions of her own songs as well as covers of very well-known songs. It was 4 years in the making and marks her contemporary jazz debut. Christine W., welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. How you doing, darling?
Doing well, darling. Doing well.
Yeah. Hey, how's Mike doing? Hi, Mike. What's up?
How you doing? I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay today.
Hold it down. No. We're holding it down.
Christine, how long have you lived in Vegas?
I went to UNLV here, so I came here when I was 18, so I kind of consider myself kind of a sort of a local, because as I tell people, I was raised on the stages here. So I worked my way through UNLV, performing at clubs, performing dance music and jazz music and country music, whatever style I needed to perform with, whatever band, to buy my books to get my bachelor's degree. So I came here and I ended up starting my own band after working for other people's, groups. And so by the time I was 21, I was like, well, I'm going to have my own band. And so I put my own show together and it just grew and grew and grew. And pretty soon, we outgrew the room at the Las Vegas Hilton and they built me a 500-seat room called the Nightclub. So I did two shows a night there and then I ended up getting a hit record. I went to overseas and performed Feel What You Want for some producers, and they loved the song, and it ended up being a global dance hit, and that was kind of, and the rest is history. And so it's funny that this song is Feel What You Want. We recorded it as a jazz tune, and it's done so well as our first single off the Straight Up with a Twist jazz album, because it was written as a little jazz song, but then all these, fabulous producers came in and made it into a global dance hit. So it's kind of a full circle for that song.
Oh, okay. Now,
Terry's like, wow, you can really talk, Christine. She's all, I need to put my smooth jazz voice on. Right?
I was going to say, first of all, I want to let everyone know that Christine is at a daughter's, will she play violin, you said?
Yeah, she plays violin. So I'm down here at I'm actually at the Galleria Mall at Nevada School of Performing Arts. My little girl plays violin. She started playing when she was 4. So they just finished their Christmas concert, and there's like 50 kids in the orchestra, little guys, and they're just absolutely amazing. But that's
okay,
why it's a little noisy in the background. So I'm in the corner over here doing my smooth jazz with you boys.
Okay, all right.
I was going to ask Christine about the CD, because there are so many tracks, and like you did it with the twist. What was the concept behind doing the CD?
The concept was actually my keyboard player that performs with me doing a lot of different shows. I just told him, since Ed Roth, and he's performed with a lot of jazz greats, and I kept telling him, you know, I want to do these jazz arrangements on my hit songs and take them back mm-hmm. to the way that I wrote them, which is, you know, very stripped down and, you know, with a jazzy flavor. I've always brought all my jazz chops into all the, you know, into my dance music and, you know, scatting songs like Clubland and Big Big Band. And my house music has always been very jazzy. So I was like, well, I just want to take it back to the beginning and strip it down and do some cool arrangements. And I said, are you down for doing that with me? And he's like, yeah, I tour with this guy and that guy. And, you know, he's like, I can, you know, I'll get the best player. So we started, him and I, over the course of, you know, 3-4 months, we came up with the players, and they're absolutely amazing players, guys that have toured with, you know, Carlos Santana and Paul McCartney and the guys that were performed at the Rippingtons. Just all kinds of stuff Dave caused. So we get some really great players, and it was a long process. You know, like I said, it's 30 tracks. It took us 4 years to do it, recording it and, you know, getting the best players that we could on it.
Now, let me give out the phone number if you would like to call in and speak with Christine W. I know you have a legions of fans. so hopefully we can get someone to call in and speak with you. The number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. You can also join us in the chat room by going to talkingsmoothjazz.com. /home, and then click on the TSJ radio show page and the play chat button underneath Christine's show. So now, Christine, I love the way the two CD set is packaged. This one, tell us about this one and disc two. Tell us how you did that.
Disc one is the concept was to do all the arrangements ahead of time, practice with the band and, you know, practice songs live over a period of time, and then go into the studio and cut them all live in ISO booth together like a live performance from beginning mm-hmm. to end. So we would have that very organic sound, and there would be a continuous sound from cut one to cut 15. You know, they would all be, or cut, you know, 14, I guess 15 is a bonus track, but you know, we wanted to have, you know, how the old school records have that sound from beginning to end because they cut everything live together, mm-hmm. band style. They didn't break it up into sessions. So that's why CD1 has that vibe to it. It has that really cool vibe, and it's very organic. We didn't use any synthesized sounds, no MIDI, no electronics, no click tracks, no nothing. It's completely live from beginning to end. And CD2, with a twist, so we call CD1 straight up because it's basically organic. CD2 mm-hmm. we call with a twist because I got Emoticon and Von remixers that have worked on the Buddha Bar CDs. People that are familiar with those Electro Lounge CDs from Europe, they've worked on those, and then they did the CD2, all the songs with the Electro Lounge remixes, with, you know, bringing some electronica into it and having it more energy. And I thought, well, this would be fun for the fans because they can have CD1 at a dinner party, and then if they take the party, you know, to the backyard for a pool party or a jacuzzi party, or they want, you know, things live, they want it a little more lively, you know, they could go to CD2 and play those. And that kind of snowballed uh-huh. into a friend of mine, Josh Egan, who I told him about the album, and he's like, well, I'd love to do, and we've always kind of wanted to do Killing Me Softly, first time ever I saw your face, as a jazz tune. And so he got the David Page and the musicians together, and they did a beautiful arrangement of First Time Ever I Saw Your Face for, as a bonus track on CD2. And kind of the album just, it happened over the course of, like I say, 4 years. Just different cool elements happened. Great things happened. You know, Josh bringing First Time Ever I Saw Your Face to the table was really cool. Beautiful. And David Page and the arrangement that all of them did was gorgeous.
Now, you have your own label called Fly Again Music. Is this on your label? straight up with this one.
My label. Yes, I've been okay. I've been with RCA for, you know, quite a few years, and I was with Tommy Boy. So I've been with major labels. I came out of London, basically, and my album was signed to RCA, BMG, and then I stayed with the label for quite some time, and then went to Tommy Boy, which was a subsidiary of Warner Brothers. So, and then I just kind of learned, you know, when you come into the business young and you just kind of observe everything, and then I was just thinking, well, I want to do my own label so I can kind of do my own thing. And it's been really fun, really fun. It's really challenging and very difficult, and it was a learning process, but it was kind of like going to college again. Just start and you put your head into the wind and roll.
All right, now. Well, now, as I said, it's a 2-CD set. Each CD has 15 songs on it, and I'm going to play 3 songs from this one. And, again, if you would like to call in and speak with Christine, the number is 646-716-5485. And I posted your website in the chat room, and Cheryl had mentioned that she loved your site. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a kick-a site. It is so nice.
Oh, you like the new website?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, thanks, honey. Yeah, that's Red Barn News out of Portland. We just did the redesign a couple months ago, and we basically launched it when we launched the album, and it was a long time. It took us probably 6-7 months to get it the way we liked it. You know, with websites, you're always fixing and revising and this and that. So we're,
mm-hmm.
you know how we all are. We're never quite happy. Nothing's perfect
yeah.
enough, but I'm really glad that we did it. It's definitely, people have really enjoyed it.
Yes, it's a great site. They did a great job. Her website
is
ChristineW.com, and Christine is with a K. So check that out. All right, let's listen to some music. The first song I'm going to play is What I Like About You. Tell me about this one.
What I Like About You, my brothers have a rock band in Seattle called The Raid, and they used to perform the song What I Like About You. And so whenever I'd come off of my tours and go home, I'd always go listen to their band, and they played all the rock classics, and they still do. And that was always my favorite, and I just loved the words, and I thought, well, hardly anybody actually knows what the words are except for What I Like About You. That's all they really know. But if you
mm-hmm.
break it down and listen to the lyrics, it's just, I love the lyrics. And then I thought, you know, I could totally, you know, Ed and I were like, we could totally make this into just a, like a fun, you know, jazz bebop song, and I'm really happy with the way it turned out. It's very fun.
All right, this is from Christine W. Straight Up with a Twist CD. This one, Straight Up, What I Like About You.
Tell me I'm the only one you want to come over tonight. Ooh.
All right. What I Like About You.
Hey.
That is from Christine W's Straight Up with a Twist double CD set, and that was from this one titled Straight Up.
And it makes you want to make out with somebody, doesn't it?
Oh yes.
That's what I said. Okay, I was like, Ed, we got to make this one really slinky and slanky, and you know, so people want to make out when they hear it.
Mm-hmm. Now, you play saxophone and acoustic guitar. Are you playing on the CDs?
You know what? I am playing on some of the on CD 2 on the radio. That's me doing the big horn parts.
Okay.
Like the section parts. And yeah, I mean, I played a bunch of stuff. We did some keyboards, mostly CD 2 because CD 1 was, like I said, it was all live sessions, and we had to kind of pay attention and be and play together. Couldn't really, not a lot of time. I mean, we did a ton of retakes, trust me, but we were trying to cut down the amount of time we were spending there. So I was like, okay, got to get everybody on their A game. But CD2, yeah, I played on CD2, the remixes, definitely.
Well, now, Christine, now when you did the last sessions, I know that you went to UNLV, you got a degree in TV production. Did you guys take this or do some kind of production with this as far as the last session?
I'm sorry, say that again?
As far as the last sessions, did you guys tape it? Because I know that you went to UNLV and got a degree in TV production.
Actually, we did tape it. We did videotape the live sessions. So that's pretty interesting. We're definitely going to put that, you know, edit that up and get that out. We just have so much going on at the moment that that's kind of taken the back burner. But we have some pretty funny outtakes behind the scenes of us recording the live session CD 1, so you'll definitely see those. They'll surface shortly.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now, Christine's background is dance club music. You know, I mentioned that she's an international pop dance music icon. So I'd like to read just some of her credits that I found during my research on you. She currently holds the world's record for most consecutive number one Billboard club hits with 9. Madonna and Janet Jackson each had 7 in a row. She recently tied Mariah Carey for 3rd most chart toppers on the Dance Club Play Song chart. Only Madonna with 40 and Janet 19 have scored more at the pole position. In December 2009, Billboard published both their year-end and decade-end charts, announcing Christine in the 3rd place position on the decade's best of the 2000s Dance Club Play Artist List, trailing only Madonna and Beyonce. She has performed more shows at the Las Vegas Hilton than any other performer in its history, including Elvis. And that is amazing. That is amazing. So,
well, that's
wow.
That's just basically all that happened, basically just by being a working musician, you know, coming here and performing, you know, putting myself through school. That was a blessing because if I would have come from a rich family and wouldn't have had to work my way through school, I wouldn't have had all the experiences and performed all the shows, and probably wouldn't have the success that I had. So it's probably a good thing that I come from a mom that was a working musician, and you know, my dad passed away when I was young. She raised 4 kids performing music, so that's what I learned. I saw her, so I credit her a lot with my success because I was raised by a power woman. You know, she was a powerhouse. She had to raise the family, and she'd get out there and perform 6 nights a week, you know, performing with her 12-string guitar and singing. So when you watch somebody do that, it's a gift because you learn that, oh, okay, I can make a living being a working musician. I can do this. She did it. So,
she did it. That's right. And your grandmother, she was a pianist and a classical violinist?
Yep, she was a classical violinist first, and she unfortunately she got in an accident at a restaurant that she owned, and got hit by lightning hit the top of the generator, and she had her hand on the stove, and the refrigerator pulled her arms out of the socket. So it was pretty traumatic.
Oh.
It was really horrible. My mom was a little kid when it happened. She's like maybe 11, so that was, you know, pretty tough to deal with, but she she got well, I mean, her arms were, she could never raise her arms above, you know, above maybe chest length. So she would play the guitar like Jeff Healey did, like just laying it on her lap. But she liked to play the piano because that was easy for her to do, you know, with her arms the way they were. So, yeah, you know, just definitely raised by some very strong women, and definitely has influenced my life. So whenever I get discouraged, I just think, wow, you know, it's really not that bad. You know, you don't have anything to complain about.
Yes, I read that Donna Summer is one of your major influences.
Oh, I think she's absolutely amazing. An amazing songwriter. She's a very creative spirit. One of the producers that I work with, Welcome, from Paris, who did a lot of her dance records, also works with her renovating homes. She's a designer. She's a home designer. She'll buy homes and she'll redesign the kitchens and redesign everything. She's a very creative person. So just as a person, and she's a good mother, and she's raised cool kids. She's just, you know, she's somebody I look up to big time.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. Well, let's listen to some more music. One of my favorite tracks on disc one, Straight Up, is Feel What You Want, which there are two. There's an instrumental version and a vocal version of this song. So
yeah.
Tell me about these songs.
Well, the instrumental version is Eric Tewalt. He's a saxophone player that I've always loved. He actually plays flute on Dream On and several of the other cuts. But he's also a really great tenor saxophone player. And I loved his tone and just wanted to have him do the instrumental version. He also works in the Jersey Boys Broadway production that's here in Vegas. And just a dear person. And he's not only super talented, he plays a lot of different instruments, but he's just really fun to work with. So I wanted to bring his energy into it. He did a beautiful job on the instrumental. And like I said, the vocal version that I did for CD1 is just taking the song back to where it originally, how we wrote it in London 13 years ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to play the instrumental version. This is Feel What You Want.
Thank you.
All right, that was the instrumental version of Feel What You Want from Christine W.'s debut jazz project, Straight Up With a Twist. Christine, tell us, let us know where people can purchase your CD.
Well, they can purchase my CD at Borders. I believe FYE's got it. A lot of the major stores have it. They can also go to Amazon.com. They can go to ChristineW.com, and I will sign them. I will sign every CD that's available on my website for free during the holiday season, and I'll custom make a greeting for them to, you know, James with love from whoever. So I think that's kind of fun for people because they love to send their own messages, special little messages and things. So when you go to my website, there's a place where you can request that. So just iTunes, of course. iTunes is a great supporter. We've been on the front cover of iTunes for the last 2 weeks. So a lot of support from iTunes. We really appreciate them. And the album's doing very well. Just I really love the fans. I love how they've responded to the album, and also how much they encouraged me to do this. This was something that I spent my own money on for them because they'd requested this album for many years. So I decided, after these stacks of emails, and I've saved them all. I decided this. It's time. Time to, you know, 4 years ago, I was like, you know, I've been getting these emails for the last 5 years, so it's time to just bite the bullet and do it, invest the money and do it for them, and it's something that will be out there and people can enjoy forever, and that was the whole point.
Wow. Now, Christina, you own your own record label, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do. This is on my label, Flag and Music.
I have to give
Dolly Parton props for Dolly Parton. I got to give her props for getting on Larry King years ago, you know, like 4 or 5 years ago, and saying that she was starting her own label. Because after she did that, I guess maybe 3 years ago, must have been 2 or 3 years ago, I started my label. I guess January 1, 2008. So it must have been 2 years, 2.5 years ago. Dolly Parton was on Larry King and said that she was going to start her own label because she just didn't feel comfortable with the way the record labels were operating. I thought, whoa, you know, she's one of the smartest people I've ever seen rock and roll in this business. So when she said that, it got my wheels turning. She's really a genius. So I have to give her props for giving me the courage to even try to do something like this. So thanks, Dolly.
Yeah. and also, you were part of the Miss America pageant where you won the salad and swimsuit competition?
Yep, I did. I did that, and it was fun. I actually came back to Atlantic City for the first time to perform this Halloween weekend, and it was really a great weekend with a lot of different performers, Margaret Cho and Sandra Bernhard and myself and others, and it was a big Out in AC weekend. It was really, really fun. And so it was fun to come back and see Atlantic City again and not be running around in a swimsuit and posing on the beach and, you know, with the orchestra stressing out because the arrangement's not right. But I actually won talent performing jazz music when I was 18. So I actually went there. I won a swimsuit. I won talent, and I took my money. It was an absolute blessing. I took my money and I hit the road by myself in my beat up old car from Washington State. I drove by myself to Vegas and I was enrolled in UNLV, and that was the money that got me through the first first half of the year, pretty much the first year, singing jingles too on the side for extra money. But I'm very grateful to the Miss America pageant because it definitely helped jumpstart my education and my getting me on the right path.
And you left Seattle to come to Vegas, and I want to leave Vegas to go to Seattle.
Oh, I'm always performing there. I'm actually from Tri-Cities. I'm about 3 hours from there. Originally, that's where I'm from. But I was in Seattle all the time, obviously, because my mom performed there quite a bit. So, yeah, I love Seattle. They have so many great things going on there, and I perform there quite a bit.
one, hopefully one of these days I will make it there as well. Now, I wanted to ask you about something on your website. It's called Christine Cares, about animals. Please tell me about this.
Well, I've just always been a big lover of animals. We've had many a stray dog and cat dropped off at our house, and we've just always taken in strays and continue to do so, and we try to help them find homes, and that's what we do, you know, on a personal basis. But on a global basis, I just wanted to put the blog out there and show different things that are going on with the planet and with animals that are really important that I want other people to know. I mean, basically, there's a lot of things happening out there with animals, a lot of abuse and a lot of issues with the planet as well, which affects the animals directly. So I just, the blog is kind of based around that. Also, you know, I'm a leukemia survivor, so we have things on there, you know, places where you can go and donate to the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and very supportive of that cause too. But the blog is just talking about things that affect the world, the planet, us, and it's nice to see other people get involved and join forces.
All right. All right. Well, I want to welcome to the chat room Troy Shadow from the UK. Welcome, Troy, to the to Talking Smooth Jazz. Christine, are you on Twitter?
I am.
Okay.
I am on Twitter. Not at the moment, but I am.
Oh. Is it Christine W?
This is me.
Are you Christine W on Twitter?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. I'm going to follow you, and I sent you a friend request on Facebook as well.
I love it. All right, Michael. We're going to be hooked up.
Yeah.
We're hooked at the hip now. We're family.
There you go. There you go.
Yes.
All right. Well, I know you're at the mall with your daughter, so we don't want to keep you. Mike, do you have any more questions?
No, I'm okay. No, I'm okay. Like I said, I just want to get in another track of Christine so everybody can hear her great music.
Oh, love it. Thanks, babe. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And thanks for your support. I really appreciate being on the program, and thank you for what you do, bringing music to the people and good energy and just positive vibes. It's so appreciated, and we so need it out here.
Well, thank you for coming on, and congratulations on your debut project, your debut jazz project, Straight Up with a Twist. Congratulations on that.
Thank you so much, dear. I'm really proud of it, and it's just fun that people are enjoying it so much. It makes me feel good. And, of course, you know, I've got another dance single coming out called Fade, and we're working on that as well. So we're doing both. We're doing jazz, we're doing dance, and we're bringing a new audience to jazz, which is really fun. And I've got a show. I actually have just confirmed a show in San Diego on February 5th.
Okay.
My jazz band will go and my singers, so I'll be at Anthology in San Diego on the 10th, February 5th at 10 p.m. I'll be there with my band and my singers, and you'll get to see the Straight Up with a Twist show. And I'll be posting the show that we did in Atlantic City. We did the jazz show as well at Caesar's Palace and at the Halloween brunch. It was absolutely wonderful, and I'm going to be posting some footage on my website with us performing the show for the first time in Atlantic City at Caesar's Palace in the ballroom.
Are you doing any shows here in Vegas?
Not at the moment. Right now we're doing remixes for the dance single Fade. I work a lot at Odds On Recording Studios, so we've been pretty much trying to get the remixes done, and I've had to cut new vocals for all the arrangements on Fade, the next dance single, because we're working with guys from West Funk from the UK and Alex Acosta in Latin America, a fellow from Australia. So each one of them, I've had to recut the vocals because each one of them has a different energy to the remix. So
okay.
That's
okay.
What we're doing at the moment. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So,
well,
I'm sure
I will
I'll
definitely
be doing something. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, I'm sure I'll be doing something soon. Just check my website out and go to the shows, and I'm sure I'll be doing something in Vegas before too long.
Yeah, I would love to come and see you since you live here. I would love to come and see you, so I will definitely check out your schedule.
I can't wait to meet you.
Yeah, ditto, ditto. Same here. All right, well, happy holidays to you and your family, and thank you again for coming on to the show.
You too. Love you guys. Have a good one, okay? Happy holidays. Merry Christmas.
See you too.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Christine W. Her debut jazz project is called Straight Up With a Twist. It is a 30-track double CD set. The disc one is called Straight Up, and disc two is called With a Twist. You can find that on her website, Christine W., and as she said, if you order it from her website, she will sign it and autograph it for free, and if you just let her know what you want her to say on it, she will put that on it as well. All right, Mike, I want to play one more song from her CD, vocal version of Feel What You Want.
All right.
this is keyboardist Jonathan Fritzen, and you're listening to Talking Smooth Jazz.
All right. You just heard Miss Christine W. Again, her debut jazz project is called Straight Up With a Twist, and you can find that on her website, christinew.com, amazon.com, and the stores that she mentioned, which when she started mentioning stores, I'm like, stores? There's hardly any record stores available, you know, open anymore. So, but you can find her music there. All right. I'm sorry. I'm just reading something Curtis put in the chat room. So, Mike, you made your managerial debut last night with your artist, Tony Exum Jr. Congratulations.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank
congratulations.
Well, I didn't play a note, but thank you.
You made your debut as a manager. Your debut as a manager, where he performed last night at Morgan's in D.C. Tell us about this.
Tony put on a great performance last night up in Columbia, Maryland. We flew him out here to Columbia, you know, to get him on the East Coast and get him some exposure out here. And he played in Morgan's Lounge up in Columbia, Maryland, where they used to have the Capital Jazz Fest competition. It was a nice packed crowd. Like I said, everybody enjoyed him. The boy was off the hook. The boy was bad. So all you festival promoters out there, like I said, you got to book Tony Exum Jr. because the brother was bad last night. So we got some video of it. It's not, you know, very, very professional, but, you know, hey, you got to make it do what it do when you got a Sony short shot with you, you know, something. So we got some video and everything, so you guys can check it out on Facebook and on YouTube. So, you know, he did a great job. He did a very great job. And actually tonight we're playing again tonight in Silver Spring, Maryland. He'll be playing with Shang, vocalist out here in D.C. He'll be playing with Robert Wawa LeGrand, who anybody in music knows, he used to be the guitarist for Teddy Pendergrass, Vince Evans, and Rick Watts. So, you know, so it's going to be another good performance tonight as well.
Well, we're going to try to get Tony to call in so he can tell us, you know, how he felt about performing in D.C. last night.
I have to be honest with you, Terry. Right now, I don't think Tony's going to be calling in because Tony is stuffing his mouth with some Chinese food right now. So Tony's eating right now. So we were at a Chinese place eating before we head over to the next spot. But, yeah, so he's stuffing his mouth right there. I don't think you want to talk to him right now.
Oh, my goodness. Come on, Tony. Come on.
Okay. We keep it real on this show, you know. But, yeah.
All right. Well, you never know. He may call in, so hopefully we'll hear from him. And we're also hoping that Marcus Anderson will call in because him and Julian Vaughn and Nicholas Cole performed last night in North Carolina. So I want to hear about that as well. So hopefully they will call in too. So, Mark, I'm so happy for you. That is so cool. Mike? Did I lose Mike?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I was just saying, I'm so happy for you about your, you know, being a manager and everything and Tony performing. You're getting Tony a job there, and a gig there in D.C. and him performing, and it went well. So I'm very happy for you.
Yes, thank you. So everything went great. So like I said, so we're definitely sitting here now. So we're sitting here with another artist from the D.C. area, Derek Redfoot Freeman. So we're sitting here all just stuffing our mouths right now. Oh. So.
Put Tony on the phone. Put Tony on the phone.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi, Tony. This is Terry.
Hey, Terry.
I wanted you to tell us about the show last night. How did you think it went?
It was off the chain. I had so much fun. Initially, I was a little nervous because we didn't get a chance to rehearse, so we just kind of went up there and did what we do, and the crowd loved it. I had a great time. I can't say anymore. I'm still smiling.
Well, I'm happy for you. I'm glad it went well. And I was telling Mike that even though you guys didn't get a chance to rehearse, you know, you basically did the rehearsal last night at the show, and I saw a couple of videos, and it was very, very nice. You guys did very well.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, those guys are very professional. The four brothers that were backing me up, you know, they did their homework because I sent them my material, you know, about a month and a half ago, and they worked on it, and I could tell they did their the things, and so it came off really nice. The chemistry was there. The crowd, you know, was really responsive to it. And it was, you know, a little intimate place. You know, Morgan's isn't that big, but you know, it felt like it was just because of the response and the. Facility, you know, at one point I was looking over to the side of the place and there was a couple that were slow dancing to what the songs were playing, and that's always lovely, you know, that people feel that good, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was very happy. Very happy with that performance.
Well, good, good. I'm happy for you guys, too. I was teasing Mike, telling him that he made his managerial debut last night as a manager watching his artist perform.
Right, he sure did. And he was on manager mode. Let me make sure it's known. Let me put it out there. He was doing his, he was being a manager. Making sure everything was taken care of, watching, studying, you know, pushing the CDs as hard as he could. He was making sure I had everything I needed. So I mean, he's definitely at mode when he's with me. So that's this is a good thing for us, too, you know.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. Well, again, congratulations to you, Tony. And I know you have another show tonight, so knock that one out of the park as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I sure will.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks. All right. That was Tony Exum Jr. His CD is called Finally. His debut CD is called Finally. You can find that on his website, TonyExumJr.com. Up next is Mr. Marcus Anderson. Marcus, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
What's going on,
Marcus?
Good.
Hey, guys.
So how's the show last night, man?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was crazy. Oh, man, crazy isn't even a word. Like, that's an understatement on how it was. And not because it's just my show, but the artists that was there and performed, Kiana Zenobia, Julian and Nicholas, oh man, Nicholas, he stole the show.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, he stole the show last night. It was just so great. Like everything went like clockwork. You know, there's inside stuff that people don't ever know about that goes on, and it just remained that way and stay that way. But people saying looking from the outside in, they said everything was just on point for it to be, you know, my first show that I ever promoted. So we started on time. Intermission was on time. And we ended on time, so everything was on point.
All right.
Did you guys take the video of this event, man?
Yeah,
that,
we did.
That was you and Julian doing your thing again.
Yeah, we recorded it. We got video of it.
Okay, cool. What about Nicholas?
Nicholas, we got it, the whole thing.
Okay, there we go. Okay.
Mm-hmm. We got the whole thing. So, yeah, I got to sit down next week and look at the video and put everything together. But we recorded everything. We got the whole night. So, I'm just excited and pleased that it turned out as well as it did. We had an awesome turnout, too.
Cool.
Now,
I actually called you and, you know, texted you, you know, good luck on the show because, you know, this is actually your first promotional concert that you're promoting on your own. So how did you feel, you know, being a head man in charge and not just an artist?
Well, it was a bit stressful, I'm not going to lie. When it gets down, it seems like the day of, everyone wants to call and ask certain questions and, you know, someone wants to get a ticket and, you know, and, you know, they're unable to get it at the time. Can I bring it to them or can we meet me somewhere? And, like, on top of getting sound check taken care of and, you know, making sure I don't forget anything on my end, like my wardrobe or an instrument, you know, making sure I crossed every T and dotted every I. I definitely would do it differently. I would have some type of production manager to handle that instead of myself. I thought I could handle it, but I did, but it just caused a lot of stress to the point where it almost took too much away from me for the night, you know. But, you know, once I got on stage and got comfortable, I was able, you know, bring my mojo out and give them an awesome show.
All right. Well, congratulations to you. I'm so happy for you guys. That's so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Cheryl told me to tell you next time don't do your show the same time Tony is in town.
I won't. Had I had an idea, I wouldn't have scheduled it at the same time.
Well, anyway, I'm sure it was a great show. I'm sorry we missed it, but again, I am so happy and excited for the three of you performing together. So congratulations again on pulling off a great show.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you.
Hmm. Yes. All right. All right. Tell 6-7 and Nicholas I said hello.
I will. I'll tell him.
All right, Marcus. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, Marcus.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, saxophonist Marcus Anderson, he has 2 CDs out, From the Heart and, oh, okay, help me out with the second one. It just escaped me. But you can find them on his website.
My turn.
Thank you. My Turn is his debut CD, and From the Heart was his current CD. You can find them on his website, marcusanderson.com. 6-7 is bassist Julian Vaughn. His debut project is called The Purpose Project. You can find that on his website, julianbond.com. And the keyboardist, 17-year-old Nicholas Cole, who performed with them, his debut project is called A Journey of One. You can find that on his website, nicholascolejazz.com. All right, great music, great concerts last night. I love it. I'm loving it. Love, love, love it. All right. All right, tomorrow we have Urban Jazz Coalition on tomorrow, and so you want to tune in for that. I want to give a shout-out to Carol, Anisha, and Joyce. They are here in Vegas tonight for the Boney James concert. I will be meeting them about 6:30 for drinks before the concert, so looking forward to that. Mike, you have your show tonight with Tony, so,
yeah,
good luck
with that.
Tell
Boney I said hi.
I sure will.
Will. And Rob Funks and Bacon, Mr. Rob Bacon, so much to have.
Okay. All right.
So, yeah,
all definitely. Right. All right. Well, thanks to Cheryl B., Joe in Germany, Curtis and Troy Shadow from the UK for hanging out with us in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining us. For those of you listening to an archive show, thank you so much for doing so. I really appreciate all of the support that you guys have given us over this past year. It is truly, truly appreciated. Thank you so much. Mike, have a great time tonight.
Okay.
And,
well, thanks, yeah. We're going to have a great time right now. So, yes, we're definitely going to do that.
All right. All right. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you tomorrow. Until then, keep it smooth and happy holidays to everyone.
Yes.